Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, April 19th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. A severed pig's head was found outside a Santa Rosa, California home that once belonged to a retired police officer who recently testified as an expert witness on behalf of Derek Chauvin. Pig's blood was scattered all over the front of the house and garage, as well as on a nearby statue where a sign reading, "Oink Oink," had been left behind. Police were called to the scene just after 3 a.m. on Saturday by the home's current owners, who said a group of people dressed in black had thrown the pig's head on their front porch and splattered blood on their house. Santa Rosa police said that it seems as if suspects were targeting the retired officer for his testimony. Chauvin is the former Minneapolis police officer who has been charged in the killing of George Floyd. During a conversation with Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley as part of a primetime special Sunday night on NBC, former President Barack Obama directly addressed vaccine hesitancy in the black community. Much of the hesitation on receiving the vaccine has been due to the American government's medical experiments on African Americans during slavery and the Tuskegee experiment from the 1930s to 60s. During the Tuskegee experiment, Obama explained, quote, "The government withheld treatment that was available for black men for syphilis. In the case of the COVID-19 vaccine, he said that if it's available, that people need to take it. On top of that, he added, quote, if the wealthy and powerful in our society are all lining up to get shots, that means everybody should know it's a good thing to get." Officials say that no one was in the driver's seat when a Tesla crashed into a tree in Woodlands, Texas late Saturday, bursting into flames and killing both male occupants. According to authorities, the men's wives told investigators that, minutes before the crash, the two had been discussing using the vehicle's autopilot function before going for a ride. Officials said that physical evidence indicated that one man was in the passenger seat and the other was in the back seat, though neither could be positively identified because of the duration of the fire. Regulators have expressed alarm that the kind of batteries used in Teslas, warning that they can potentially make vehicle fires more difficult to put out. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is investigating nearly two dozen crashes involving Teslas potentially using autopilot. According to a poll released Sunday, Texans like actor Matthew McConaughey more than the state's Governor Greg Abbott. I mean, come on, it's Matthew McConaughey. In the state's upcoming gubernatorial election, he holds a commanding lead over Abbott. Among registered Texas voters, 45% they would cast their vote for the actor if he were to announce a run, compared to 33% who said they would support Abbott, who would be seeking his third term as governor. The poll showed strong support for McConaughey among Democrat and independent voters. Last month, the actor, who is a Texas native, announced that he was considering a run for governor, saying, quote, "Politics seems like a broken business." Half of American adults have received at least one COVID-19 immunization shot. Meanwhile, the CDC announced Sunday that nearly 84 million adults, or 32.5% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. The milestone comes just as the global death toll from COVID-19 has broken 3 million. While vaccine reluctance is expected to present a challenge in the coming months, polls show that willingness to get the vaccine is increasing. A group of 12 high-level European soccer teams announced plans Sunday to split off from the Champions League to create their own competition called the Super League. Six of the teams are British, three are Italian, and three are Spanish. The move has prompted backlash from some heads of state, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who tweeted, quote, "Plans for a European Super League would be very damaging." In a statement, the founding clubs of the Super League announced that they expect to be joined by an additional three teams, which, as of yet, have not been named. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.